A shadow cast over her, and the scent of cologne tingled in her nose. A tall man leaned against the wall next to her, but Char paid him no mind and continued to pop grapes in her mouth when she wasn't lip-syncing.
"You know, they're better in liquid form,"
the man next to her drawled. "What did you—" She looked up and was stunned into silence. A black Stetson adorned his head, which shielded his eyes, but his face was chiseled and his square jaw was— There was no other word for it. Hot. He was sporting a 5 o'clock shadow that added just enough darkness to that killer jaw to add some mystery and a whole lot of sexy. His arms were huge, and the left had a barbed wire tattoo that wrapped all the way around. His jeans hugged him just right, and well-worn black cowboy boots finished off the look. She swallowed hard. "I don't even like cowboys. Why am I struggling to breathe right now?"
"I said they are better in liquid form."
He picked a grape off her plate and popped it into his mouth. When he was done chewing, he gave her a once-over, followed by a sexy smirk. Her mind processed the words. I'm not a huge wine drinker," she said as she reached for her glass of wine that sat on the corner of a nearby table. "Dumbest line ever."
"The glass of, what, Chardonnay, in your left hand says otherwise."
He winked at her, and her fingers let go of the plate, but by some miracle, she managed to hold on to the glass. As he reached down to pick up the plate and the grapes from the dirty floor at her feet, his gaze went from ankles to thigh, and his lips twitched upward into a smile. She unconsciously tugged at her skirt. "How did you know it was Chardonnay?"
"Lucky guess."
"Yeah, well, I don't drink much. Chardonnay is pretty much the only wine I know. I can't exactly go to the counter and ask for that bottle of stuff that resembles blood, now can I?" His shoulders shook with slight laughter.
"You could, but they might laugh you out of this place. So, if you're not a wine drinker, what are you doing here?"
She let out a deep sigh. "My friends talked me into it. My friends who," she looked around, "must have abandoned me." She spotted Jerry's wife, but she'd never been friendly with her, so as uncomfortable as she might have been, running to Miranda was even more out of the question.
"Well, I'm here now. I've been told I'm pretty good company."
He brushed a strand of her hair out of her face and behind her ear. The touch both scared her and thrilled her, with the latter winning the emotional tug of war in her mind.
"What's your name?"
"Char. My name is Char." Confusion played across his dark and handsome face.
"Like Chardonnay?"
"More like Charlene, but you can think whatever you want to think, cowboy," she said rather flippantly. "Why did I give him my real name? Hell, why not give him my social while I'm at it?" She scanned the room again for anyone she knew, searching for an excuse to disappear from his prying eyes and her disturbingly awkward excuse for conversation. She was out of luck. Despite Ridgeland's small size, she didn't recognize any of the heads bobbing in the crowd. He tipped his head and tapped his hand to his hat.
"I will. Thank you, ma'am."
"So, cowboy, what are you doing in a place like this?"
"My name is Daryl. However, you can call me whatever you want to, darling. I'm here because I do appreciate a good glass of wine. In fact, this is my joint."
Her brain shattered into 1,000 pieces around her, and she wasn't too sure which part she needed to pick up from the fray to continue the conversation, or if she even wanted to. She looked over at him again, the t-shirt that he wore stretched tightly over the hard lines of his chest, and she swallowed hard. "Yes, I definitely want to continue this conversation."